G, right? Bill Brooks and Robert, you are fabulous, amazing, awesome. Let's give some more love, right? Bill's got the voice, and Robert can play those keys. Woo! That's like, get it. Right on. All righty. So, some lines from that particular song. Is love is the answer. Love is the key. Love will find a way. Now, I want you to listen to the word for the word today, key. Anytime she says key, or you hear the word key today. Okay, just drop that in there, so now they got their ears on, right? So what is so special about today?
Love.
Love, and particularly on this February 12th, it's what? Super Bowl Sunday. And whose birthday is it? Lincoln's. You know how easily we forget. It's Abraham Lincoln's birthday. What's most important is not necessarily the birthday. And yes, there's a President's Day. But it is, today is Abraham Lincoln's birthday. And it is Super Bowl. So I have a question. Today is the Super Bowl of Love. Who in here and in the Cyber Sanctuary is a Kansas City Chiefs fan? All right. Hey there. Got some fans. Who is a Philadelphia Eagles fan? Okay. Right? Who's a fan of the commercials and the halftime show? Who's not a fan at all? Oh. Well, we have quite the mixture here today. So regardless if you are a fan or not, there is a Super Bowl that is playing right now. Did you know that? It's not playing. We have the Eagles and the Chiefs today at what time? Very good. But just checking to see what you know. Thank God it's not earlier. You wouldn't be here. So we have a Super Bowl that is playing all the time, and that's what we're going to talk about today. It's a metaphorical, metaphysical expression of the Super Bowl of your life. Now, the Super Bowl is being played today with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Eagles where? Well, you sort of got it. It's at the State Farm Stadium. Yes, I do my research. Important things for the talk. And it's in Glendale, Arizona. Okay? So we have, in the metaphorical, metaphysical metaphor of your Super Bowl, the two teams. There's Team Love, and there's Team Fear. And where they're playing is in your head. Okay? They're playing all the time. There is a Super Bowl between love and fear going on inside. And that's the Super Bowl that we're going to talk about today. So Team Fear is based on conditions, circumstances, limiting beliefs, doubts, and worries, common hour thinking, illusions, judgments, lies. It's Team Fear is concerned with surviving. It's about stagnation and constriction and contraction. That is what Team Fear is. Team Love, on the other hand, is expansive. It is growth-oriented. Team Love is based in vision and truth. It's about growth, empowerment, and evolution. Evolution and expansiveness, to be uplifted, to be out of the box thinking, out of the comfort zone. That which is thriving, not surviving, and that which gives you life. That's Team Love. A couple quotes that I want to share is Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. She says, there are only two emotions, love and fear. All positive emotions come from love. All negative emotions from fear. From love flows happiness, contentment, peace, and joy. From fear comes anger, hate, anxiety, and guilt. It's true that there are only two primary emotions, love and fear. But it's more accurate to say that there is only love or fear. Because you can't feel these two emotions at the same time. They're opposites. If we're in fear, we're not in a place of love. And when we're in a place of love, we can't be in a place of fear. Neil Donald Walsh also says, every human thought, word, or deed is based on fear or love. Fear is the energy that contracts, closes down, draws in, hides, hoards, harms. Love is the energy which expands, opens up, sends out, reveals, shares, and heals. You have free choice about which of these to select. I've heard it said that in A Course in Miracles, we're either coming from love or we're calling for love. That's it. If you're in fear, there's a call for love. When I'm in a low vibrational feeling, I'm calling for love. I'm in something that is fear-based. And when I'm coming from love, I'm extending that out to myself and to others. So how many of you probably know the acronym for fear that's the most popular and known, which is what? False evidence appearing real. There are many other acronyms. One of them is forget everything and run. Okay, and then love. I have created an acronym for love, which is lifting our vibrational energy. Lifting our vibrational energy is what love is. So we can't go without a John Lennon quote, since we've already had Beatles in-house. He says, there are two basic motivating forces, fear and love. When we are afraid, we pull back from life. When we are in love, we open to all that life has to offer with passion, excitement, and acceptance. Yeah. So my question is, which team do you want to be on? Awesome. I kind of suspected as much. So how do you know? See, we have all these different areas in our lives, right? How do you know if you're on the love team and that you're winning, or on the fear team and you're not in the winning or on? It's by looking at your life and asking yourself a question. And you can apply this to different areas of your life, because our life is made up of many components. We have relationships. We have health. We have our body. Let's see, what else is there? Your vocation and purpose in life. There's money, finances, spiritual. Where in these you can ask, take an area and ask yourself, am I feeling expansive and joyful, stepping out of the box into the unknown? Am I growing, expanding, and evolving? Am I living my dream? Okay? Or do you feel constricted? Do I feel constricted, shut down, fearful, worried, limited in any way? To ask yourself the question is one of the keys to knowing. Somebody goes, there's a key. So I believe that we have our own internal Super Bowl of life. And the great news is that we don't have a time clock that's going to run out and say game over. Or do we? Because when I wrote that, then the next thought I had was, or do we? Perhaps when I take my last breath, game's over. So, and you don't know when that's going to be. You don't know when that clock's going to run out. So it might be important to pay attention about which team you want to be on, and how many of you want to know how to support your team love to win the Super Bowl of your life? Okay, great. Well, first of all, you have to know that the game is playing. I don't know if you all knew that there was a Super Bowl playing 24/7 in your head until now. So you are already winning because you at least know that, and you're able to be in the game. Because if the game's playing and you aren't even aware, what good is that going to do? So in that awareness, the first thing to be aware of is, how are you feeling? What are you feeling? Your feelings are the key, okay? The key to knowing. And behind every feeling, there is a thought, okay? So every thought creates the feeling. So we have to be aware. That's why I asked you the questions. Am I feeling constricted? You only have two kinds of thoughts, by the way. You have supportive, uplifting thoughts, or you have constrictive, fearful thoughts, period. Ask yourself, when you have a thought or a feeling, or when you have a feeling that feels a little fearful, ask yourself, what's the thought behind the feeling? You can go into Byron Katie's work to go further into that. So anyway, you first of all have to be aware that there's a game and what you're feeling. Okay, to win the game today, the Eagles and the Chiefs, they have to have a strong offense, okay? You need to have the strong offense. And there are individual players on this team because it's a team sport. Each one of these is a part of yourself. We are multiple beings in this body. First of all, which is the kind of most important position on the team is a what?
Quarterback.
Very good. The quarterback is the key. The key to the winning game. The quarterback of you needs to know the plays, to have accurate arm, strong arm, and to be able to look for the openings in life. You have the running backs. That's the part of you that is fast and powerful and looks for openings and wants to move forward. You have the receivers. Those are the parts, that part of you that's fast and is willing to take in, okay, and to receive the good that is coming your way. But you got to be paying attention, always. There's a word, a brave thinking tool in our Prosperity Plus class. It says, notice what you're noticing. Notice what you're noticing. Okay, you have to be paying attention, again, to where the ball is, to where what's going on the field. It takes awareness. So these three positions, quarterback, running back, and receiver, the most important thing is they want to hang on to the what? Ball. And to keep possession and not to have turnovers, not to turn over the ball through an interception or a fumble. So you got to hang on to that ball. There's a ball. You know, you have bags and balls and, you know, you got to have your football. By the way, I was going to get a helmet today. There's no helmet. I couldn't find a helmet. So I thought, it's a Super Bowl. So this Super Bowl, we're going to just put some, you know, you got to have your snacks at the Super Bowl of life, right? We'll eat these afterwards in the hospitality time. So the football, back to the football itself. And of course, Liz has toys. It's a little one, but it's effective. Doesn't mean it. This represents, the football in your life represents your vision. What is the vision of your ideal, perfect life, the life of your dreams? Do you have a vision of the ideal life, what you would most love to have, to do, to be in all areas of your life? In the Prosperity Plus 3 class, we are encouraged and growing and enhancing our vision. We're in week 6. And we are writing out our vision. We're feeling as if it was happening now. And it's in the four major quadrants of life. What would you love in your relationships, not what you want. Love is the channel we're on, okay? So what would you love for your relationships, your health, your money and body, money and time, freedom, and your vocation and purpose in life? Do you have a vision? You know, you can't play football without the vision. You can't play. There's no game. It said, where there is no vision, the people will perish. Many of us don't take the time to put a vision together. Why? Well, because we have team fear running us. Team fear is going to tell you all the reasons why you can't dream that. But here's the thing. You have a game plan. You know what you want. You have a blueprint. Your job is to do the what. Create the vision. Spirit is the great architect who's going to carry it out. We always want to know how I'm going to do that. That is not our job. Spirit's job is to bring forth the how. But it was not going to bring forth anything until you have the vision of what it wants, what you're choosing, what you would love to have. So the most important thing that I'm going to emphasize is to have a vision. If you don't have a vision, why not? And let's get on it. Because football is the vision of your life. Now, the goal in football is to go where? To the end zone. Okay, in this metaphysical, metaphorical journey, the end zone represents the manifestation, the materialization, the realization of your dreams being lived. You score, okay? Your goal is to take your vision, hang on to it, okay? Hang on to that vision as you're running down the way or handing it off or making that pass. Take that vision and move forward down the field and get in the end zone. Okay, that's the goal here. Going to live those dreams, have them realized. Now, there's one other position that I haven't mentioned yet on the offensive team, and that are the center and the guards and those that are blocking, okay? They're protecting the quarterback. Their job is to block the fear so that the part of you that is taking that vision forward isn't being intercepted. They're guarding. And what are they guarding? I'm going to go to the Einstein, it's Emerson. It's one of those E's. I think it's Emerson. He has this quote. He says, "Stand guard at the portal of your mind." Stand guard at the portal of your mind, because the team fear is going to try to slip in there. So you are guarding and blocking those parts that want to come in and take you down and not let you achieve your dream. You also have the crowds, okay, in a football game. They're loud. They're very noisy. They're cheering, going on and on and on. So how do you manage that? Because it's not just the voices in your own head, but it's the voices of your others. What you know, your family's going to say things. You're going for that as your dream, this and that, whatnot. You're going to hear a lot of voices. But here's the key. You know what's inside the helmet of the quarterback? A speaker. Listening to the coach, okay? I had to look this up to make sure it was accurate. I did my research. Inside of the helmet, there is a speaker. And who is speaking? The coach. Who is your coach? Ding! Are you listening to this still small voice that is telling you, whispering in your ear, or yelling in your ear, what you need to be about? What is the action? What is the next play? See, the key is to listen to the coach. Tap in. Learn to listen. Sometimes, if the speaker's not working, you have to read the signs. Sometimes they have special signs. A different sport, they were going to give you signs, you know, as to what is next. Be tapped into spirit. He, she, it would be happy to instruct you to win the game. But you got to listen and you got to follow through. So now you've got your offensive team. You know what your goal is. You're listening to the coach. Now you have the opposing team, Team Fear. Team Fear is all about surviving. They're going for the end. Their end zone is about surviving. The Team Love end zone is about thriving. Your Team Fear wants to keep you safe. That's its job. It's not a bad job, but its job is to keep you safe and comfortable and what is familiar. But you're not thriving, you're surviving again. And how is Team Fear going to hold you back from going for your dreams? Well, it's going to use any means possible. True that. It's going to try to intercept your dream, okay? It's going to want to tackle your dream and prevent you from moving forward. You need to be able to move forward for your dream. It's your life. The clock is ticking. And you don't want the time to run out. And you want to enjoy this game. You know, we're always creating our lives, by the way. You will create your life 24/7. I don't know if you know that, but there's two ways that you actually design your life or create your life. You create your life by design or by default. That's why I'm going to go back to the vision. If you don't have a vision, there's no game, and you're going to have the life that you've always had, which maybe that's how you want to be. But if you want to win in the Super Bowl of life, have a dream, have a goal, have faith that Spirit knows how to get you there. You don't have to know the how again. So in order to be on that winning team, that team love, you're listening to the coach. Now these are some of the traits that you're going to want to have. The traits of a winning team. First of all, you have to be focused. Seriously, you have to be focused on the end zone. How am I going to get there? Looking for the openings. Intentional. You want to be strong, courageous, and committed. Committed. They're not out there going, well, maybe we'll win. I'm just having fun. I'm just here to have fun. Well, they're having fun, but they are going to get to that end zone. You want to give it your all. Now, you can take timeouts. They do have timeouts on the field. Okay? Take a timeout. Breathe. Take that two-minute timeout. Breathe. Center yourself. Refocus. Get back on track. That's what those timeouts are for. They're an important part of the game. Don't go willy-nilly all over the place. You want to have focus and refocus. So do these teams practice a lot? They practice over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. They are doing drills over and over and over again. They're practicing, 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 practicing. And for us, that's spiritual practice. It's to engage in your spiritual practice and just practice every day repetitively to continue. So I'm going to give you the three V's, the three A's, and the three C's, V-A-C, of being that winning team. First of all, and these are the spiritual practices, the components. First of all, the three V's. You want a vision. Again, I've spoken enough about that. Go home today, in between. I can't say do it on commercials. You'll be watching the commercials, so. Make that vision. Have a vision. Be willing to do that. Have a vision. Then every day you visualize it. You see it. The third V is I have the idea of there's visualization, but there's feelization. So the third V is to vibrate from the feeling as if it was so. Be the vibration. Match the vibration of the thing you desire, and it will be yours. As Einstein said, this is physics, not philosophy. Be the vibration of the woman or man who is living their dream. So you're visioning, you're visualizing, and you're in the vibrational feel of it. The A's, you want to affirm it, to make firm, to affirm in your mind. Do affirmations. Affirmations will help block out the fear. Turn around every time there's something that wants to come along and take you down. Stand up and give it an affirmation. I can do this. I am doing this. I can or I can't, whatever you believe, you're going to be right. So you're affirming the good. Here's the next A, accept. Accept that I'm on the winning team. Accept the fact I'm already in the end zone. I accept this good. I accept this dream as my life inheritance. So now you're affirming, you're accepting, and you're acting. You can't just sit on the sideline and go, well, I'm doing all this, but you have to act. You have to take the step. There's a line that we use in Mary Morrissey's book. Do what you can with what you have where you're at right now. Do what you can. There's always something you can do. And you ask the coach, and the coach will be happy to tell you. So you got your three V's, your three A's, and now the three C's. C number one is to choose. Choose to have a vision. Choose to go for it. And the second C, have the courage. Have the courage to do something out of the box. Have the courage to fall down. Babies don't just fall down and go, well, that didn't work. They get back up. They learn how to walk. Have the courage to keep going. And the last C, celebrate. Celebrate your Super Bowl win. Celebrate. You're in the end zone now. Okay? So I want you to celebrate. We got V-Day coming up 2 days from now. That's Valentine's Day, but I'm going to call it Victory Day. Your victory celebration. And how I'm going to invite you to celebrate your victory and having a vision and living it and being the person who is going to score, not knowing how, knowing that Spirit, your inner coach, can get you there. So, Spirit, your inner coach, says, expressing through me right now, says, for V-Day, do something loving for yourself. This is about love. To buy yourself some flowers. I bought myself a ring one time, and it was my ring that was Spirit ring, and it was two hearts, okay? Buy yourself a ring. Buy yourself a gift. You are the beloved of Spirit. Celebrate you. Celebrate your win. Buy yourself an awesome frickin' Valentine's Day card. There's plenty of them out there, right? Buy one for yourself and write yourself a love letter. Try it. You know, the key is in your hand. The key is right here within you. The key is the answer, and you're going to hear about that key, where it is, and what it's about, as Bill takes it away, and so it is.